Hello and welcome to another episode of What Do You Call It podcast. I'm your host, GB. Today's guest is just a girl in a Barbie world. She's one of the shining lights of British wrestling right now. Please welcome Kaya. How you doing today? You all good?
I'm doing great. I've never been announced like that before. That's amazing. I love
You've
that.
actually got that like the announcing, and I think I've just said the name wrong, haven't I?
Kaya.
Oh, I did say it
I
right.
wasn't really
Yeah.
listening. You did say it right, yeah.
Wait, thank God. So we let's talk about like mispronouncing it, and I just thought, did I mispronounce it? Because I'm a bit thick. But yeah, no, I'm glad that I gave you a good introduction. I know like you come out to No Doubt's banging song, by the way.
Amazing. I love it.
Why did you choose the song, by the way? I know I normally rewind the clocks and talk about wrestling, but I do like No Doubt, so I'm just gonna ask you quickly.
So it's actually like, so I think it was the day before I debuted for like this, like, because we'd just done like a week long, one of them week long seminar things. And it was like the day before I debuted, and me and my dad were sat in his living room, and he was like, "You need entrance music." And I was like, "Oh, yeah." And he was like, "What do you want?" And we were sat there for like an hour going through different songs. And then he went to the toilet, and my dad's one of them men that spends like half an hour in the toilets, right? So then
I'm not
I
going to
get a
comment.
text from him. Yeah. I get a text from him
It's
whilst
more
he's
common
on
than you
the
think.
toilet. And he's like, "Oh my God, I found it." And I'm like, "All right." And he's like, "I'll show you after." So I'm there waiting for like another 10, 15 minutes, like, what is this song he's chosen? And then he comes out the toilet and he's playing it, and I was like, "All right, then, fair enough, that works."
It is a banger. I don't think I've heard anyone come out of that. And actually, anyone had their theme song come up. Light bulb moment. Flush first. Here we go. Just a girl, No Doubt, with your old man in the toilet.
Yeah, like, and then I think literally that night we found the music. He sent it off to the guy who was doing like all the media stuff at the time. I don't know whether he's still doing the media stuff for them or not, but like, sent it off to him, and that night he made a video for it as well, and I
Oh,
was like,
nice.
"All right
Oh, wow. Proper
then, I'm
prepared
sorted
for your
then."
debut. Some people like take some months and they go through like different songs at each shows, but this song has kind of stuck with you, hasn't it? And stayed with you for the last few years.
Yeah, like, I was going to change it at one point because I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sick of this song,"
Yeah.
but then I was like, "Nothing else really
What other songs, by
like."
the way? You know, when you was like searching for the right theme song, what other songs did like pop into your head and thought, okay, maybe, or I'm unsure, or we'll come back to that?
It was just, I think it was mostly just like a lot of Britney Spears, like that kind of era.
Yeah.
There was like a couple of Spice Girls songs in there, Girls Aloud, like all that kind of vibe. And then we just landed on that somehow.
Of all those songs, by
But
the way, just before I rewind the clocks and find out how you got into wrestling in the first place and your debut, you'd be very surprised with the male audience knowing all the fucking words to Spice Girls and Girls Aloud.
I love that.
Not to say that I'm part of the audience, I am. I'm a sucker for it.
I love that.
Hello there. I've got a special announcement for my next guest.
Hi, I'm Steph DeLanda, and I'll be appearing on What Do You Call It podcast.
Yeah, I heard. So before you came up with your theme song, before you became a pro wrestler, I want to rewind the clocks and discover what got you into wrestling in the first place.
Oh God. So genuine. So I'm 20 years old, right? And my dad was wrestling over 20 years ago. I don't know how long he's been wrestling,
Oh, nice. He's second
honestly.
generation.
Yeah, second generation.
I did not
So
know this. I need to do better research.
oh, it's fine. But yeah, so he was wrestling a bit before I was born. I don't know how much longer. And he was doing all the yarding, whatever,
Yeah.
that kind of vibe. And then, oh God, I can't remember what year they opened the training school. I feel really bad. I'm not doing my family justice right now, but yeah. So
Is
they
it the
ended
Fight
up with a
Factory you're
training school.
referring to?
Yeah, Fight Factory.
I'm gonna find that for you. One sec, while you're just because I feel like you feel bad for not knowing.
Yeah, I do feel really bad.
A
But
training school.
yeah, so they opened that, ended up with that. And I was like, and I was like a ch proper child at that point. So I'd just randomly join in, mess around. I'd have like, we had like a boxing ring at first. So I was a child, getting slammed around and bumping in this boxing ring, which is better than like a lot of people had. I will happily put my hands up and say I was quite privileged starting, but it still
Crazy.
sucked.
Not unheard of in British wrestling. Not saying like those people do it, but it's kind of a British thing, isn't it? It's
Yeah.
you
And
brought in
like,
like from pretty much, since you can kind of crawl and walk. It's like, yeah, get in the ring, yeah, take a bump.
yeah. Like, I was dead young, like primary school, early secondary school, going to like ring hires with my dad and stuff and meeting all these people. And yeah, I just somehow it just came about. And then when I was about, I don't know, I genuinely couldn't tell you how old I was. This is really bad. But then eventually I started training more and more with them. And I'd see my dad every other weekend. So I was training pretty much every other weekend. And then in summer, I'd get to stay longer and train every session they had during the week. And yeah, and then it just, I ended up debuting. And I was like, all right, then, this has happened.
Well, I'm here now, but it
Yeah.
allowed you to create that bond though, which is really sweet. Like, there's actually a sweet story
Yeah.
to this, and spend time with your dad, who's been doing this for quite a long time. Said what, 20 years? What was
Yeah.
your first memory of your dad actually wrestling? So you not necessarily been training or in the business where you are now, but just when you first saw him, or kind of a few times, you'd be like, "Holy shit, this is what my dad does!" Like, he's in the ring. He
Yeah.
they're cheering him, they're booing him.
So this was, I can't remember how many years ago. This was like quite a bit ago, but he was working, he was training and working for like, oh God, was it GWA in Grimsby? I think it was.
Company name, it rings a bell. It does ring a bell.
Yeah.
Can't picture like the logo, but
Yeah, he was there and oh God, he was either in like a team, like a tag team, like two of them or three of them, I can't remember exactly. But it was him. I know the main two were him and his friend Mikey, who doesn't wrestle anymore, but like, and they were basically like kind of like the shield kind of this company. And yeah, I just remember, I think he was a heel. I remember him getting booed and that like, he was in all black and he just beat people up for a bit. And I was like, oh my God, that's my dad beating people up.
Did you boo or did you cheer, if you remember?
I can't remember. I think I was just like, why's my dad beating people up? And
Imagine you're
even
going
though
to
I'd
school and say,
grown
my
up,
dad beats people up, like you got to have a word.
I know, I like, I've grown up around this, and like, you'd think I would have seen enough of like them training and them all being friends and stuff to realize like, not all completely real guys. But I was like, oh my God, my dad is an horrible person.
Did
My dad's
his
the
job then.
worst.
He even convinced
Yeah.
his own daughter that he was a
I
heel and
know.
beat someone up. So I applaud him for that. Oh, the wrestling school, by the way, 2013 is what Google says.
2013. Oh my God.
Established. So it's been around for
That
a
does sound about right, to be fair.
while. So
Thinking about it.
it's if anyone is interested in Lincolnshire, but we'll do the promotion and the plugin at the end. So when you were inspired to become a pro wrestler, and you would eventually get in the ring yourself more on a permanent basis and doing it more, frequently. How did you feel, because you were a second generation wrestler, did you feel like you had that kind of advantage, or were they extra hard on you?
So when I did start like taking it more and more seriously, my dad was always like, we're not gonna go easy on you just because like you're my daughter and stuff, we're not gonna spoon feed you. And he always said like, oh well, if I'm gonna do it to this person, you're gonna get exactly the same treatment. There's no special treatment. And there were some times where he would like, not in like a horrible way. My dad's not that horrible of a person. That horrible of a person. That's awful. My dad's not an horrible person. But like, he was like, so he'd hammer it in more, if that makes sense, because being around it my whole life, I should know this. And like, it, he was always like, when you do eventually start working with the places, like quite a lot of the people at the time knew who he was. and like he's all his mates and stuff, and they were like, they're gonna expect you to be at least good. And I was like, oh my God. And like it was constantly hammered in, like you're gonna have to work hard, and then everyone, you're never gonna get booked. It's
Oh yeah,
like
definitely. You've got to prove
you're
that point.
rubbish.
Like
And I
it's
was
not
like,
nepotism. Like you're not there just because of like, his last name and
yeah.
what he's achieved in wrestling. You're there because you love it yourself and you want to break out on your own, which you are doing currently.
Thank God. Like I never wanted to like ride the family train, and like thankfully I feel like I've not detached myself because we all have like the same logo on our gear and stuff, but like I feel like I've separated myself enough that I have like got my own thing going on, but it's still the still part of the family, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Still, still
Yeah.
represent each other, but you are sort of, you're an individual now. You do what you
Yeah.
do, and they do what they do. I haven't actually asked, who is your dad?
Oh, my dad's. Oh, what's he going by now? He used to go by Dutch, and now I think he just goes by Hayden Dutch. I'm not quite sure. He's announced as like different things, and like his Facebook says somewhere, and his Instagram says another thing, and I'm like, okay.
He's just dad.
But yeah, he's just dad to me.
No, that's cool. Oh, no,
Sometimes I'm
sorry, let
like,
me
oh, it's Hayden.
take this.
But
I just feel bad for not knowing that you're actually second generation wrestler. I feel really bad now. I'm like, so sorry. But that's what made this conversation fun. I just didn't know. I learned something, and you got to kind of tell me the family history, which is awesome. So when you would break out in your own and you would train, when is it that you made your in-ring debut, your first ever match? I know like you've been doing it for quite a while, but your first in-ring match, with a crowd.
Oh God. So it was just before COVID. Like late 2019, I think it was. My first like proper show. Like I did like dark matches and stuff before, but who really counts them? Because like they're
No,
like
I get that, I get that.
I can't remember exactly then, but like I just saw that as like an extra bit of training with like a little bit of a crowd there. But my first like actual match was on a charity show that
The tag
I
team match.
planned. No, it was a singles match with me and Laurie.
Okay.
Laurie, yeah. It was a charity show that I booked and sorted and whatever.
Really?
Because yeah.
So you would have
It
been,
sounds really
what,
bad like
15 or
booking
16 at the
myself.
time, but booking
I
a
was
charity show?
yeah, I was in year 11
That's
at the
mental.
time. Yeah, because we were our year 11, like a group of us were going to Nepal to do some like charity work over there. So we had to raise money, and I was like, I'll just do a wrestling show. Right. And then I think I raised all my money
It's like in
in
between,
one
like you're studying
night.
for like GCSEs. It's like, okay, he's going over
Yeah.
tonight. Oh
Thankfully, I had a lot of help, because like if I didn't, I would have had there would have been some weird matches on there. I would have been like, no, because why can't we get John Cena here, guys? Let's get John Cena down to Mansfield. We'll make this work.
he's here. Do you get it? Can't see me. Yeah, no
Yeah.
false advertising. I don't
Oh
think
God,
that.
I had a bunch of my teachers on that show as well. Like my match finished, and then a bunch of my teachers came out post match,
Oh no.
and they were like interrupting. They were like talking on the mic and stuff. They took a couple of training sessions before to learn how to bump and like hit people, and then they came out, attacked my dad and my uncle. They didn't attack me because apparently it looked bad on the school or something. But then we all retaliated.
It's fine, it's for charity,
Yeah. It was such a mental thing. Like I should remember it more than I do, but there was these random bits that I remember, and I was like, my days.
That is mental though. Like whilst you're like in your last year of school, just like
Yeah.
preparing your own show for wrestling. Just I've seen promoters have been doing it for years, and I'm not gonna name names, but they're not very good, and they've been doing it for years. So for you to
Yeah.
achieve that, that's massive respect. Hello there, I've got a special announcement for my next guest.
Hi there, I'm Sarah, aka China Syndrome, and I'll be appearing on What You Call It podcast.
You heard.
Me, Rothrock, and oh, Leah Hart, Amelia Hart, I can't remember what she went by at that point. I think.
Yeah, yes, and
Yeah.
six man. It's a six man, isn't it? Not
Yeah.
that's it. Sorry, not a tag team. It's a six man. Still mixed. Yes. Yeah.
Still mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember when that was, you know. I feel really bad, but like I remember that was one of my early matches, to be
Yeah.
fair.
I think it
I
was
was
before
really
anything.
proud of that at the time. And
Yeah.
looking back, I'm like, I did nothing except take some heat at that point.
It was a fun match. But that's awesome that you got to do that and you kind of organize yourself. The school itself, I want to know about the actual training. What would it be like? How long would it be for? How long did you find that you kind of got your groove and like, did you find yourself aching? Was there like difficulties with anything like promos or skills or, just repetition and stuff?
Oh, promos.
Really?
I suck at promos. I still do. I can't. And like every time I think about doing one, I'm like, I'm feel a bit sick. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, and even then, I can do like a little, you're not very good. And I can be funny without a microphone. Do you know what I mean? But as soon as you give me a microphone, I'm like, it's not happening.
Really? Have you found
Yeah.
watching anyone kind of influence you like with promos? Like, okay, I might try and take a little bit of that or a little bit of this, or is it just a case of, just waiting for it to come natural to you?
So I'll try and like watch anything that I can for promos and literally anyone at this point. But I don't know, like I feel like even when I was younger, right, me and my dad used to sit and watch like TNA or like Raw or whatever was happening at that point, and they'd start talking and doing the promos and stuff, and I'd start crying and I'd be like, Dad, why aren't they wrestling? Why are they talking?
Oh my God.
I want to see the wrestling, and he'd be like, no, they're going to start wrestling in a bit. And I was like, no, I can't deal with it. They need to start fighting. Why aren't they fighting? But I've just, promos and me have just never got along,
Yeah.
even when I was like, what, six? Not happening.
Oh, bless you. I hope it
But
does
part
come.
of me's like,
Have you ever done promos?
part of me's like, you know what?
Just like that way. I'll do what I'm good at, and then I will get the promos down eventually. Do you ever do promos like in your room
Yeah,
and stuff?
Oh, I've tried.
This
Like,
Saturday.
I've got like, my big mirror, like
Yeah.
where I do my makeup and stuff, and I'll be doing my makeup, and I'll like try, and I'm like, no, but I make myself feel physically ill.
Bloody hell.
It's not
I got
good. It's not good.
it will don't worry. Just like AJ Styles is a good example. Was never good at promos until probably about like I don't know, 15 years into his own career. So there's plenty of time. And this was like when he was nearly 40, so there's no rush. There's no rush. You'll be fine. Trust.
Oh,
I'm
thank
just gonna
God.
ask about some of your own personal highlights. Like, I know you've been like in the ring with like Lizzie Evo, Nina
Yeah.
Samuels, Harley Hudson. I see. Some really
Oh,
big
I
names that
love
you've
Harley
beaten.
Hudson.
Congratulations to her, by the way, with winning Gut Check.
Oh, I know, I'm gonna miss her so much. I genuinely, Harley Hudson, she's when I did my first outside show, right?
Yeah.
I think she was on like after me because I was in a four person, I think it was.
Paid it full way.
But yeah, she was on a yeah.
Son of a nerd.
And then she was on a bit after me, and I was watching her, and like even then I was like, oh my God, she's amazing. And then I think we wrestled each other for the first time at Wrestle Island, and I was like, oh my God, like I was like, we're similar age, like she's a bit older than me, but I
Yeah.
was like, oh my God, I was like inside I was like, oh my God, don't freak out, Kaya, don't freak out.
So
But
you've
now,
actually a
like,
fan going into it, but then you probably became a friend
yeah.
after it.
Yeah, oh, I love her so much. Like, every time I see her, like, I'll, like, walk in and I see her, and then, like, both of our faces light up, and she's like, oh my God, gorgeous, hi. And I'm like, oh my God, hi. Honestly, I don't know what I'll do, not like going to shows and just not seeing her.
She won't be like in the UK as much, but I'm glad she's still representing the UK. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Her and Leon
Yeah, oh my
Slater,
God.
like just phenomenal talent, but there's more talent out there in the UK to be seen as well. And TNA giving people like that the opportunity, you know, I think Wrestle Island puts on great shows and showcases talent, you know, I've had on here, and for you to be a part of it as well, I can imagine that being awesome.
Yeah,
I've got to ask you, so predominantly wrestled in the north. Is there any plans to expand and go down the south or even outside of England, the UK, or just maybe Europe?
was. I mean, I would like to wrestle down, like down south a bit more, like at least get that in my bank, because like I've done a
Yeah.
bit up north, done a bit in the Midlands. Like, down south isn't out of the question. Like, I do get very sleepy very quickly when traveling. I feel like that's my downfall, to be fair. So, like, maybe though. But then when I was younger, the goal was always like to at least go over to Europe and like go to Holland, because I've got family over there,
Oh,
and
nice.
like wrestling in front of them, that would be great.
Yeah.
But you know, I wouldn't, I'm not gonna like be like, oh, this isn't the goal, this isn't the goal. Like, as long as I can wrestle in England and one show in Holland, I'm pretty set,
I like that.
honestly. Which isn't much compared to like all these people that are like, oh, I want to go to Japan, I want to go to the States and stuff
Yeah.
like that. Like,
Everyone's
I
got
like to
different
keep
goals,
my
though.
goal.
There's
Yeah,
nothing wrong with
exactly.
that at all.
Like, as long as I keep my goal small, and then like anything above that, I see as like a bonus. Because like, I don't know, like getting to be around my family, that was always the thing for me in wrestling. And then once I've done it in front of my whole family, I'm sorted. I'm fine. I've achieved everything that I wanted to.
Really? Would you
Yeah.
consider yourself retiring before 25, maybe? Just always like an early age.
Oh God, I wish. I'd love to retire. Not in a bad way. I love wrestling. I love it so
Yeah.
much. But you know, sometimes like midweek, I'll have done like a big weekend or whatever, and then it'll be Monday, and I'll be going to like a 9 a.m. lecture, and I'm just like, you know what? Maybe this isn't for me, chicken.
Yeah.
But no, like I don't think so. Like, my dad said he's going to retire every year for the past 5 years, and he still hasn't.
Never gonna retire.
So honestly, like as long as I retire after him, it's fine.
No, you're not retiring anytime soon.
I'm
When
not
someone tells
retiring
you to
anytime
retire
soon.
at a certain day or a certain time, it's not gonna happen.
Know. I've seen it so much that I'm like,
Yeah.
nobody's retiring ever.
Ric Flair is just a
Everyone's
prime
going.
example. Like, retired
Exactly.
2008, wrestled again. Wrestled last year, and it was beyond embarrassing, but that was like 80-year-old man wrestling. But yeah, that's a. I'm still upset about watching the thing. But yeah, it's cool that you kind of. Okay, I've done it, rest of my family, Europe, maybe South, but you're kind of grounded, if that makes sense. And I
Yeah.
actually respect that.
Like, obviously, like, I feel like everyone's goal would be like get signed to somewhere.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm like, yeah, that would be nice. Like, I'm not gonna turn it away and be like, oh, no, thank you. No, thank you, contracts. No, thank you. But like like it's not like my primary goal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to set my expectations too high and then be like, oh God, didn't get anything. You know, like, I don't know.
I
Bit
reckon you'll change your tune.
weird.
So, like, you've got the talent, you got a fan base already, you know, you've been doing it for so long already. And then
Yeah.
you might just get to a certain point where, you know, they'll be knocking on your door, and then there's some
Yeah.
paperwork.
When I was younger, like younger, before I like debuted and stuff, I turned around to my dad and I was like, I want to go to Japan. Like, I was like 12, and I was like,
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to Japan as soon as I turn 18. I'm gonna go to Japan. I haven't been to Japan. I watched, oh, that one documentary about the women's dojo. I can't remember what it's called. And I was like,
No, I heard about
yeah,
this. I'm gonna have to Google this one.
I was like, oh, no,
Yeah.
thank you. I got shown that pretty quickly. Like,
Ah.
apparently it's better. It's
Yeah.
better now, thankfully.
Ah,
But
that
I
yeah.
saw, yeah, I saw that one, and then like, I was like, oh God, maybe I don't want to go to Japan. I like 12-year-old me was having some sort of crisis about
You
where I was
sounded
going
like a
to wrestle.
massive wrestling fan, by the way, wrestling purist. You're like watching TNA Raw. You'd be crying because they were talking and no wrestling. You're just like, what wrestling for fuck's sake? Five stars. Stars.
I feel like that just defines me, like my whole wrestling though. Like talking, don't do a laugh. I'll make
Yeah.
little comments, but like I learned that from my dad. Like me and my dad are both horrible
Yeah.
to wrestle with. Like we'll pop each other all day. We'd do the camps and we'd be talking to each other throughout the entire match, being like, oh no, you're shit. Just really stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then like, but then like it's literally just wrestling. Because I've always just been like wrestling. They'd be talking, I'd be like, no. There'd be certain entrances I'd watch, but sometimes I would get bored,
Yeah.
which is really bad.
Get the entrance. Wrestling. Just.
Skip the entrance, unless it was really cool. Like, I mean, to be fair, some of the WrestleMania entrances I would get really bored in
Yeah.
if because they were dead long. But if they were really, really cool, I'd be like, oh my God, this is amazing. Anything below, like, up here, I was like, thanks. Skip to the wrestling.
Actually, a wrestling purist. Like there's things I'm learning today. That's why I've been a good guest. It's been quite a fun interview so far. It's just not to say, I think like it's, I'm just a girl. You come out the entrance and like seeing your merch and seeing your matches and just learn. Like, yeah, I just want to wrestle. Just want to fucking wrestle.
Yeah,
I don't care what I do.
just to wrestle. Yeah, like if I didn't have to do all the character stuff and be
Yeah.
like all whatever, I would just walk, wrestle, walk out. That's all I'd watch when I was younger, and like in my head I was like, I could get away with that.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to get away with that, but
That's sick.
no.
Hello there. I've got a special announcement for my next guest.
Hello, I am Zaya Brookside, and I will be appearing on What Do You Call It podcast.
Yeah, heard. Is there anyone out there at the moment that, okay, I like to wrestle them that you haven't wrestled yet? And it can even be, doesn't, I'm not talking about like, past or present or anything like that. I will come to a question that does relate to that. But just anyone on your mind that you've, okay, I've been shows them, I really want to mess with them, but I've not had the chance to yet, the opportunity.
So, Benjamin Harland, right? Me and him have been scheduled to wrestle each other God knows how many times.
Yeah.
But every time it's just like fallen through and it's just not happened. Like, I've wrestled Jack, God knows. I've wrestled Jack once, I say that. Like, but every time me and Ben are scheduled to wrestle, we just never do. And
Yeah.
like every time I'm like, who would I wrestle? I'm like, we need to wrestle at some point. It needs to happen.
Do you reckon it's like
But
it's not coincidence or anything? Do you think it's maybe just him talking to the promoter? It's like nah. I just
oh,
don't
if it
hurt
was, I'd if
her.
it was, I'd
I'm just
cry.
planting seeds. I'm joking. I'm joking. I love that too. They're both awesome lads. Awesome lads. I
Oh,
really like
they're
them.
amazing. I love them.
They're really good.
But
Really happy that they're smashing it, especially like the success they had last year, and they're just continuing it.
yeah.
Really good lads.
I'm so proud of them. I love them so much. Like every time, like they'll get booked for something good or like
Yeah.
something's happening. Like I'll get a text from Jack and he's like, "Oh my God, you'll never guess what, like this has happened." And I'm like, "Oh my God, yay!" Or like he'd get booked this and he's like, "Oh my God, this is happening."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh yeah." And they were rinkering for Progress last year, I think it was, and there was a spot where I can't remember the exacts of it, but one of them like hit Jack or something, and or like used him as a weapon or something like that, right? And I was in the bath at Jack's house, right? I was in the bath, locked the door, and then he was watching wrestling on his laptop,
Yeah.
and then I hear a little knock at the door, and I'm like, "You're right," and he's like, "Can I come in?" And I'm like, "No, I'm in the bath. Like, leave me alone for 5 minutes, please." So door gets unlocked anyway, and then like I'm in the bath and I'm like, "What's up?" And he's like, "I'm on the network," and like it's this little clip, and he's like so proud of him, like you know when like a small child does something,
Yeah.
and like the proudest person ever. That was literally his face, and he was just showing me this clip whilst I was in the bath, and I was like a little part of me was like, "Oh my God, you are one of the cutest people ever."
Yeah.
But I was like my heart, I was like, "Oh my God." Like how proud he was of himself, and I was like, oh, I am really proud of you. Like I was a
Them
little bit
too. They
annoyed because I
love
was just trying
wrestling.
to have a bath, but
Yeah.
they love it so much.
No, I
I'm so
honestly,
proud of
I
them.
can't praise them enough. Great guests. I like what they put on in the ring. I think they just both got chemistry. It's really funny that they actually like each other, if I remember correctly. At first, like one thought he was a dick or something, and yeah, it's just I thought, oh wow,
Yeah.
you click as a tag team, which yeah, obviously it's a track. The best thing.
Clearly.
But that's awesome. One last question, and I'll let you enjoy the rest of your day. Fun question. You don't have to discuss wrestling. So thumbs up to that one if you're bored to talk about wrestling. Three dream dinner guests for your dream party, dead or alive, fiction, non-fiction. It could be anyone, it could be the neighbor, it could be someone from school, anyone.
Anyone in the world?
Three guests, dead or alive.
Three.
Go.
Okay. Oh God. This is actually really hard. I would probably have Paris Hilton, just because
Never been fucking
I
said.
love her. I love her. I feel like she's an icon. I love her.
She's grown on me. I hate to admit that.
I'd have JoJo Siwa, but not like girly big bow JoJo Siwa. I'd have dream guest on my podcast,
Who?
JoJo
Jojo who?
Siwa. Like JoJo Siwa, she used to be on Dance Moms, but now she's going through her bad girl Miley Cyrus phase.
I'm not gonna pause and do this. I'm just gonna have to like
You
reevaluate how old
should. And there's this one clip of her, and like this like interviewer person's like, oh, who's the dream guest on your podcast? And he goes, dream guest on my podcast. Let's spice things up a bit. One of my exes.
You know what? You
So
should
I'd
do
have her
promos in that
on.
voice, by the way. There you go.
I should do. I
Arizona Islands, man.
should
What the fuck I'm doing there? I don't know what you sound like. Sorry.
My impression of her is probably really bad as well, though, so it's mine.
I'm gonna hold you to it. I'll hold you to it. I'll come back to you on that one. I will have a look. Number three. Let's do this. Let's see if you can go for a hat trick, by the way. None of these people have been said so far. So let's see if you can complete this.
Oh
It rarely
God.
happens.
This probably is gonna happen. I probably have a Trish Stratus.
She's been
It's
said,
probably
but
been
tell
said
me
before.
why though.
She's
At
been
least
said before
I
because
don't think it's been said.
she's just one of them people I grew up watching.
Yeah.
And I'm like in my head, she's one of the coolest people ever. And I saw a pink cowboy hat in like a Halloween shop, and I was like, oh my God, I should get a pink cowboy hat. And I
You
was like,
bought
no, because Trish, I was like, no,
the
that's already been done, Kai, and you know that's already been done. And I was like, I don't know, guys.
Do it. Fucking do
But
it. I
exactly. But yes, in my head, she is just like iconic. I love her so much.
Yeah, awesome guess.
Legend.
The other one, I'm definitely have to Google after this interview. I had to like Google like the Fight Factory because I want to promote it. If you could tell the listeners out there, where can they find information on this wrestling school?
Oh God. So I think for everything, they're just Fight Factory Wrestling. Google Fight Factory Wrestling, Lincoln. They're in Lincoln somewhere. They've moved schools about six times. I couldn't tell you exactly where it is now, but yeah, just Fight Factory Wrestling on everything, I think it is.
And where
Twitter,
can the
Instagram,
listeners
Facebook.
find you on social media
Find
to stay
me.
with your career and when you next go to
Oh.
Holland and make your way down to the south and who knows outside of Europe and not Europe, England.
Oh God. So on Twitter and Instagram, I think it's just at Kaya Wrestler. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/KayaWrestler, I think. I think that's all I have. I think, yeah.
Good.
I don't know.
What have you got lined up next? If anything you want to promote, anything you want to say, because we are now at the end of this interview.
I'm gonna have to look at my calendar because I'm really bad at dates.
Right.
It's not good. I just got announced today actually, on the 18th, I'm at off the page, yeah, in a six man. And then 25th, I am at Future Wrestling. Match hasn't been announced yet, but I'm on the poster, so I'm assuming I'm turning up. And then I'm on holiday, so Unlucky
Nice,
if you want to
nice.
catch me after that.
I'll send the listeners your way to your social media handles, which I'll put in the description below. They can keep up to date with your upcoming shows. See who you are going to be wrestling end of the month, and see what you got lined up when you're back from holiday for the rest of the year. So enjoy your holiday and enjoy the rest of your
Holiday.
weekend. For listeners out there, enjoy the rest of your week. If you can all like this video, subscribe to my channel, follow me on my social media handles, description below. That'll be brilliant. But for now, everyone, take care. Peace. And shout out
Ooh,
to
there's a fly
Pascal.
moment.